The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain has created one of the most celebrated methods of building a business by referral. Bob Berg shares the platform with legends such as Zig Ziglar, Tom Hopkins, Larry King, Dennis Waitley, Mary Lou Retton, Coach Lou Holtz, and many more. You know all these names, including President Gerald Ford. He is the author of Endless Referrals and most recently a book called The Go-Giver. Let's say good morning to Bob Berg. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, David. How are you?
Thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
My pleasure.
I'm curious what events originally led you to your own interest in referral marketing, relationship capital, and the like.
Well, you know, I began as a radio and then a television newscaster, but I really wasn't that good, and I ended up graduating into sales. Thing is, I realized I knew nothing about sales, so I started studying the masters. You know, I'm a big believer that if you want to get to a certain point, you study the people who've been there. So I studied the Zig Ziglars and the Tom Hopkins and the Brian Tracys, people who've really become heroes of mine. But you know, and I started doing great. I did realize though that one weak area for me was really in the prospecting process. And so I sort of put together a system, I call it the endless referral system, where it made it so that not only could you constantly find new people to call and talk with about your business, but it made it so that the process was fun. So, you know, so many people, they ask the question, and it's such a common trap, and that is, you know, who do I talk to next now that my original list of names has run out? And they, you know, they know that once they present to someone, they have a really great shot at making that sale, but it's running out of those new people. So what the endless referral system does, it basically shows them a fun, easy, simple to apply method of finding new people and being able to leverage those great new relationships into lots of referrals.
When people attend your speaking events, Bob, what's your sense about what they're really needing beyond what you're planning to give them?
Well, I think more than anything else, it's the confidence. It's, you know, it's great to love your product, and it's great to know that you're adding value to the lives of others through your product or service. But when you don't have enough people to talk to, and you sort of feel like, gosh, I'm working with a finite list of names, so every time someone tells me no, and people will tell you no, that's part of life. Every time someone tells me no, I'm one step closer to being out of business. That can take away your confidence, and then you lose your posture when you're talking to the people who might be interested. Now, I define posture as when you care, but not that much. And what I mean by that, David, is, yeah, sure, while you'd like this person to be interested, you're not emotionally attached to the result. And that frees you up and to be a lot more natural, and it actually makes you more attractive to that prospect.
It almost sounds like some of this is about projecting an image that may be somewhat contrary to what some of our emotions are telling us to do. Is that fair, or would you frame it a different way?
Well, I think that to the degree that you have a lot of qualified people to talk to, you're going to have that kind of posture, and it's going to be very natural. What I want is simply to help people to have that kind of names list where they can have that confidence and they can actually be themselves. They can be natural. You know, the golden rule of sales, the golden rule of business, the golden rule of networking is simply all things being equal, people will do business with and refer business to those people they know, like, and trust. And really, as a small business person, as a salesperson, as an entrepreneur, your job is really to develop relationships with the new people you meet and develop and cultivate these relationships to the point that people do feel so good about you. They know you, they like you, they trust you, they want to see you succeed, they want to help you find new business, they want to be a part of your life. And, you know, when you have those kind of relationships, what you've done, you're basically, you've developed for yourself an army of personal walking ambassadors. And when you get to that point, now business becomes a lot more fun, a lot less stressful, and certainly a lot more profitable.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for that. Now, you've talked a little bit about success in some of the material I've looked at, and you've got three key principles that you like to talk about. Would it be useful to walk through those a little bit?
Well, you know, I think, like anything else, if you can find a formula for something, if you can find a method of doing something, then you're 9 steps ahead of the game in a 10-step game. Yeah. What I would call the success formula are based, as you said, on 3 principles. Now, these 3 principles are in between a couple of basic concepts that sandwich these. The first one, the first concept is you've got to have the desire. There's got to be a specific desire you have to which you can apply the success formula. So whether it's making more money, whether it's, you know, whatever it happens to be, it's important to set that down so that you know what that desire is. That's really, it's your touchstone. It's that which you can come back to every time. Now, let's say you have that desire, you know what it is. Step number one, or principle number one, is to seek out and find the information. In other words, follow the system. See, the good news is that whatever it is you want to accomplish has probably already been done before by someone else, and that's good news. It means you never have to reinvent the wheel, redesign the vehicle, or redraw the map. It's already been done for you. Yeah. So all you have to do is find out who's done it and how they did it, and then follow it. And when I say follow the system, I define a system, David, as simply the process of predictably achieving a goal based on a logical and specific set of how-to principles. In other words, if it's been proven that by doing A, you'll get the desired result of B, then all you need be willing to do is A, and you know you're going to get that desired result of B.
Yeah, you're building in a system, as one would operate a small business.
Exactly. Very as Michael similar. Gerber talks about in his book, you know, his book's The E-Myth. In fact, I love what Dr. Gerber said about systems, and I'm paraphrasing here slightly, so sure. Please forgive me, but he said, systems permit ordinary people to achieve extraordinary results predictably.
Is it typical for people to kind of wing it?
That's a good question. Yeah. It's very typical, and it's something that I suggest they not do. Once you've got the foundation down, okay? But you don't want it, because once you've got the foundation down, once you know the system, once you know exactly what it is you're supposed to do, now you can wing it at times in order to test. But you know that because you know it so well and you're so foundationally based, you can always come back to it. The problem is when people wing it, when they really don't know what they're doing in the first place.
So a lot of your work is laying down this strong foundation so that then they feel comfortable, they can improvise, on, so to speak, on top of a system that you've laid out, which is, I think, a considerable amount of the energy you've placed on building systems and helping people do that for themselves, as I understand it.
You're exactly right. That's exactly what it is. And when we do our seminars, they learn a system that they can take with them today in order to start using it and applying it and cultivating new referral business.
We're visiting with Bob Berg, www.berg, B-U-R-G.com, the author of Go Giver most recently, Endless Referrals, a little booklet called The Success Formula, and Winning Without Intimidation. Some great material all around relationship capital and selling and marketing yourself and your business by referral. So, Bob, I know you're... let's talk about seminars, how they work. Give us a feel for what we might expect if we were to sign up for one of these.
Sure. Well, you know, aside from my corporate seminars that I do, we're doing a lot more what we call city partner programs, and that is where we have one person in a particular city or area who takes it upon themselves to organize the program. Now, of course, we have a city partner manager. Her name is Kathy Zader, and she is absolutely terrific, and she works hand-in-hand with that city partner, helping them find a location, put it together, get sponsors, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And what I do is I come in and do a four-hour complete seminar, and we just let it all hang out with the entire Endless Referral system, so that by the time we've gone through those 4 hours, this person, this audience, is totally well-equipped to be able to go out there and apply the system.
Fantastic. In 4 hours. I'm curious, Bob, are you continually modifying the systems that you've created, or do you sense that they're really tried and true, and you just continue to roll forward with what you've created originally?
Well, you know, it's a great question. The basics stay the same. I love what Jim Rohn, a great speaker and author, says. He says, beware the person who comes to teach you new fundamentals. Okay, the fundamentals stay the same.
Yeah.
But there are always strategies that change. There are always tactics that change. There are always little things we can do because we continue to learn and evolve as growing human beings. So I think we don't want to close our mind to new methods. But we always, you know, it's like you have the internet now, and the internet's a great way to also prospect and network, but that doesn't mean the fundamentals ever change. It's still based on, you know, all things being equal, people do business with, refer business to, not computers, but to people they know, like, and trust. So it's a matter of utilizing the computer, the internet, in a way that helps you, again, just establish and cultivate these relationships. But the basics, they do not change.
Is there something about the way you deliver that's uniquely yours, in your view, that people are attracted to? In other words, why have you become so successful at communicating these systems that you've developed?
I think it's nothing more than the ability to communicate what works in a way that's easily understandable and duplicatable. And I think the reason why, and really you asked a great question, David, and I think the reason why is because I am not the most naturally gifted student, to put it lightly. I'm not a fast learner. Now, once I've got it, I've got it. Yeah. But with me, since I'm not a fast learner, I've got to really be able to, you know, systemize something. Yeah. So I think what happens is I approach it as though everybody starts at my level, and most people start at a very higher level than I ever started at. And so I can put it together, and I do put it together in such a way that anyone in the audience can take it and utilize it and understand it right away. And I think really it's nothing more than that. Now, you know, my system itself is a soup to nuts system, and the system works. And I think what's happened is because people talk and because people communicate and so forth, there's a lot of word of mouth about how well the program works. People want to brag about it, and they do. But I really think that sort of my unique selling proposition is that I can teach it in such a way that anyone else can understand it and apply it.
I love it. So you're currently on a multi-city tour. Tell us a little bit more about that and how we can find out more about where these are happening and all the details.
Well, really, they can go to our website, which is www.burg.com or www.thegogiver.com. In fact, as we're speaking about this, the entire website's being revamped and should be back up in about a week and a half or so.
Fabulous.
And they can always request information about the city partner programs, and either to attend one or to actually be the city partner for a program. And for that, they can email Kathy Zader, and her email address is Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, at zoomstrategies.com.
www.burg.com. Bob Burg has been our guest, architect of great systems to help with referral, marketing, relationship capital, and succeeding. Thanks, Bob, for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.